Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass, I'm joined by Hayden.
Hello!
How you doing?
I'm alright, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's great.
That's great. I'm actually doing really well because we're joined by a very special guest, Alice Trombley-Birchall.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah.
Hello everybody.
Is that your catchphrase? That's cool.
I mean, I have started using that a little bit. Yeah. That's when I get introduced because it feels like I never have something good to say.
That's a good thing to say. You do have something good to say now.
You know exactly. Nobody's saying yabba dabba doo anymore.
Yeah.
And so I could become the yabba dabba doo guy. It's just me and Fred Flintstone.
How good would it have been to be a TV writer in like the 60s. Like, what's his catchphrase? Yabba dabba doo. Okay.
Oh, really?
That sounds great.
I'm picturing them all sitting around a desk being like, yonka donka doink? No!
That's
no!
not right! That's not what a caveman would say!
Yeah, yeah.
You're not trusting children!
Slam
They're not just
pump.
Gonna believe any shit. They're not gonna slap up the hog.
Yeah, and it would be slap up the hog. Was it slap up or slop up?
I thought it was slurp up.
I meant to say like slurp up the slop or something.
Slurp
but
up the hog.
I was being like, oh, use the word they what the pigs use, like, and that would be slurp and slop. But I just said the pig word,
yeah,
which was hog.
Slurping up the hog.
Slurp,
that could be a good
slurp,
catchphrase.
Slurp.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it again with a new catchphrase?
Okay.
Slurping up the hog.
Yeah.
And today we are joined by Alice Trombley-Birchall.
Slurping up the hog.
All right. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Today's topic is exercise again because you came in last time and we didn't get to it really.
Sure. Yeah. Sorry. I started talking about the birth of like life.
Yeah. You wanted to.
A very cool tangent.
Yeah.
It was great.
I love the beginnings and endings of things. I think those are the most interesting things.
Uh-huh.
And then that meat in the middle is like,
oh, terrible. Oh,
come on.
Get rid of it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry for that meat.
Yeah. I like just like the crust on the outside. That, you know, the hardened kind of meatloaf crust.
Yeah. That's the best bit. The edge of the brownie.
Edge of the brownie. Bit. Yeah.
But the crusts of bread. That's where it really falls down.
No, you're right. Unless it's really good bread.
Then
the crust can be nice.
Well, it can be nice, but it's not the nicest bit.
I love peeling off crust and like buttering the hot crusty bit.
Why?
So it's like there's a little bit of soft on there and it's just carrying that butter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm salivating talking about it.
There's some like American style pizza places and they'd have crust dunkers. Which is just basically it's just tubs of sauce that you dunk your crust into.
I love that.
I'm like, that's a great idea. Why isn't everyone doing that?
Because
you've got essentially at the end of a pizza, you got a breadstick with no flavoring.
That's true.
It's like, well, dunk it in some aioli. Yeah. Dunk it in some Big Mac sauce.
See, I'm actually pretty anti this because what I will do sometimes is eat crusts the people have left.
Sure, yeah.
I have done this before without telling them.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, you wait for people to leave the house.
Waste on one night.
Or if they go to bed, or if like I come in
they
later.
They go to bed. That's so sinister. While you were sleeping, you know, I ate your crust.
I'll come out and it's like they've had a big night and gone to bed, and there's just like the crust left over. And I, at this stage, because I didn't do it straight away.
You are eating garbage, essentially.
Not yet. Then I'm like, I eat the crust, and then I put the thing in the bin. So I'm like, I helped.
I think it's just returning to our ancient human instincts of being scavengers.
Mm.
You know, waiting for the lion to be done with
the
thing. Yeah. And we go in there. We
slurp up the
hog. We pick that meat that's in between the ribs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, slurp up
suck
that
out
hog.
The marrow.
Yeah, suck out the marrow. Oh, chewing those eyeballs.
Yeah,
you get that sweet eyeball juice.
Mm.
I think the worst one I've done recently is like if my housemate has finished dinner, I'll like grab their plates. And if I'm walking up and I'm like, there's more on here. I'll just eat it with their fork.
Yeah.
That's good.
Haven't told them.
Yeah, I used to work at a cinema in the gold class section, or like the luxe version in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'd have people, you know, you'd go and give them their burger or their wings or whatever, and they'd sit there, and then an hour and a half later, you'd go collect it, and they'd basically, there's so much stuff that just hadn't been touched.
Yeah.
And you gotta believe I was hoeing down on leftovers.
Yeah. Good.
Because, like, what are they gonna do? They're not gonna sneeze on it. They're not gonna spit on it. They're not dropping it on the floor. Well, they maybe have done that, but who cares?
I was doing, I did that, no, I think I had an urge to do that when I was working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
When I was in high school. And then I worked with this one guy one time. I was like, I can't believe they're throwing this away. I was like, I'm going to eat that. And he's like, oh, you know that person's got hepatitis A? And I went, really? And he goes, well, you don't know. And I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I probably shouldn't.
But they probably don't have hepatitis A.
You're right. Thing. You're right, exactly.
But so, I used to eat it. So the camera, so I used to never do it.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know what happened. They just started, like, I was in the kitchen by myself. And it's like a really tiny kitchen. It's fine. But, like, it used to be like two or three people.
It was okay to be in there by
yourself. Just me. Well, it was more like I could control everything. Sure, you know, sure, I could fry my things and microwave my burger buns and put the pizza in the big oven. Could do it all.
Yeah.
Oh, chef.
I think you're a very capable man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got two or three things going on at once in that kitchen. But, yeah, because where the camera was, the bin was at the opposite end of the kitchen. And so I would stand with my back towards the camera, hovel, like sort of hunched over the bin, pretending to throw it away, and just shoving down chicken tenders into my mouth. It's real full goblin. Like, it's pretty disgusting.
Man, yeah. Knowing, you know, you're in, like, you've been in a job for a while when you know where all the security cameras, what they see.
Yeah.
And you know all the angles and you know where to go. Because I remember tipping out, I used to do the tasting table at Dan Murphy's.
Oh, yeah.
And so you would have to go tip out the, you know, like the, sometimes it would be like a $90 bottle of wine.
Jeez Louise.
Right. And just tip it out. You're supposed to just get rid of it. And I discovered that there was like a bottle of that would sell non-alcoholic, like cranberry juice, like kind of thing, like just like a glass bottle. And so I would go buy that and I'd drink it at lunch.
Yeah.
And then I would just have it in the sink when I have my back to, and I would pour the wine into that and then like close it up. And then I would just found different ways of like trying to, just keep the good stuff. Like,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy.
It's crazy how much we waste things.
Mm. Mm. Did you ever get caught?
Never got caught. Actually, because I discovered that essentially any job, especially like a job like that in retail, becomes like, it can become like a heist because you discover
just how much stuff you can steal.
Oh yeah,
you're essentially working there is casing the joint,
yeah,
nonstop, and then you know how all the processes work, and so I discovered that. So there was a thing Dan Murphy's did for a long time where they didn't have bags, but what they do is they keep the cardboard boxes. I did say doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we noticed.
They keep the cardboard boxes, right? And so they have just this big stack of, like, you know, folded up cardboard boxes that just have the top closed. And I discovered, and this is around the time I decided that I had to leave because I had figured out how to do this.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, so the cameras are all watching, right? But when you take, it's like if you're taking out stuff and you put it in like the fine wine section where the bottles are kind of laying down, I'm taking them out, but you're also sometimes taking out the bottles from that are laying down so that you can like make it nice again. And then you're putting some in, things like that. And so I would kind of like take them in and out like this.
Of the box, yeah.
And so that it becomes kind of, for anybody who's watching, it's kind of really hard to track how many boxes, you know, how many bottles have come in and out of the thing like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd take them out, I'd put them in the box, I'd take them some out of the box and things like that. Yeah. To really
like a three-card Monty.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm doing a three-card Monty. And so then I could leave.
With your body obscuring it as much as possible without looking weird.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then I could keep one bottle left in the box and go and like just fold it up and then go take it to the empty box section and then put it down the bottom where I know they're not going to get down all the way there.
Yeah.
And just pop it down there. And then at the end of the night, go and buy a bottle, a cheap bottle of something.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. Or like that and a beer. And I'm like, I better get a box.
Yeah.
Like that. And so then I'd go, oh, I'll go do that. And I'd go grab a box.
I know, just the box. Yeah.
And I'd go grab that box like that. Yeah. And then just like put them in there and like that. And then just kind of, you remember that I was like, oh yeah, that's why I would get two, because if you hear clinging,
yeah,
oh, you're that's like, clever.
And you can't put one bottle of wine in a box. What's that?
Yeah, exactly. That yeah.
Like, well, it's been a big shift.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Two bottles, you're like, oh, I see that.
I used to work at a call center for a liquor company as well. And they paid like shit and also underpaid me on purpose, I think. So fuck these people. Yeah. I don't mind doing it. But basically the way, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, this is just mail fraud. What I'm trying to describe you as mail fraud.
Sure.
And they basically the people who pack the order, we have nothing to do with. It's like an external company. And so you can't check anything. You can't cross-reference anything. Basically, people call up and say, hey, I got the wrong thing. And you go, oh, yeah, send a picture. And then it's like, that is indeed the wrong thing. We'll send you out a new one. Yeah. And you can keep the old one because it's not, you know, if you get the wrong box of beer, it's not worth sending someone out to a courier. Yeah. So you got to pay them like $50 to get it. And it's like a, you know, $45 box of beers.
Sure, sure, sure.
So what you do, what I did, obviously I'm joking, is that you you buy a couple of bottles of spirits, and then you take them out, open the box, take the spirits out of the box, put in closed different spirits that are way cheaper that they also sell, and take a picture and be like, what the heck? This isn't what I ordered. This I got a bottle of Fireball when I ordered this $120 bottle of whiskey. What the heck going on? And they go, oh, okay, well, we'll send you out a new one or a refund. Like, better get me a refund. That's good. It's just mail fraud. It's easy.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love it. I mean, that's just a silly joke.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. But that's what you would do if you
That's what I would do if I was...
if I had done it.
I had done it, that's what I would do. Like an O.J. Simpson. Yeah. I got sent that book. Do you know this, Cass? So O.J. Simpson, do I have to say allegedly anymore?
I think you do, because...
alleged murderer. Hey, don't want O.J. coming for me.
Do you have some of his jerseys in your house? Is that the other crime that he did? He went to jail for, I think? Came and tried to collect some of his jerseys from somebody else's house and something like that. And I think he then actually did a bit of jail time for this weird... thieving.
Yeah, strange.
It's like how they, when they get mob bosses for tax fraud.
Exactly.
Yeah. But O.J. Simpson wrote this book called If I Did It, and then basically just detailed how he would have murdered that person if he did it. But obviously he didn't. But if he did, this is how I did it.
That's insane.
Yeah. And so I haven't actually read the book. I got it the other day. And so at the start of the book, there was some, I'm assuming they talk about it in the book. Or maybe they don't. I don't know. But there was some legal drama with that because that's crazy. And you can't make proceeds off a crime because it didn't get convicted of the crime. That crime, you know, according to the law, never happened. Oh. So I guess you could if you made a fictionalized account.
Yeah.
But basically the courts decided, I believe, was like, okay, we'll release the book, but you can't have your, O.J. Simpson doesn't get any of the rights to it, and then the family of the victim got all the rights to it and got to put a foreword in before it at some point. So I don't know, maybe he released the book under his own name initially.
Yeah.
But I've got the copy, which is the family owns the rights to it. And so it doesn't mention his name on the cover, and they made the if really, really, really tiny on the front cover. So it's like, I did it, and then a really tiny if right before it, because the book's called If I Did It. And then it's... and then it's by the killer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like the Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, thing. Exactly. Yeah. Like, right.
Is cheapest, this?
Yeah, yeah. Is this the cheapest?
Australia's cheapest chemist. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this?
In the tiniest, in 0.001 font.
Yeah. It's very clever. We were discussing the other day that you could put sort of like, you know, those things that you have like after a political ad or something like that, or like
a little disclaimer thing.
Yeah, yeah, authorized by, or like one of those things that are like, you know, they have to put after like medication stuff where they're like, by the way, you could get, you know, diarrhea. Yeah.
Well, like anti-gambling thing at the end.
Like that. But could you get around it by having somebody with a very thick rural Irish accent reading it out that's completely ununderstandable?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, well, actually, somebody did say it. And
that is English. Yeah,
and that is English.
Yeah. That is really, you're racist if you don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good loophole.
Really, really thick Irish or really thick Scottish.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people.
Or even Welsh. I think Welsh might be even harder.
Welsh is the same language, though. I mean...
Well, no, but I mean the Welsh accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scottish and Irish are too, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
Crazy.
What, you were about to tell me by exercise?
Yes. It's like you read my mind. Do you want to hear some exercise facts?
I mean, I would love that.
All right. How many... I guess it's a quiz.
Does somebody make this joke every time? It was invented by Johnny Exercise.
We do it a lot. And you know what? It's funny.
It's always funny.
It's funny to imagine a man named Johnny Exercise picking up something heavy and be like, hey,
you know,
this is pretty good.
Do you reckon if I did this every day, it would be easier?
Yeah.
I bet it would be. Johnny, how many muscles are there in the human body?
734.
733.
Oh, it's Price is Right rules. well, it's 650, so ATV, you win.
Yes, if Price is Right rules, I would have gone over.
But you both went over, so it actually doesn't work. Yeah. You're supposed to say $1.
I was doing the opposite by fucking myself.
You can't win that way. No, the only way you can win if you do that is if it's...
That's how confident I was.
But that's way more than I thought.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I guess you guys thought it was a lot because you guessed a lot. I would have guessed like six. I mean, not actually, but like a dozen.
It depends.
You got two muscles in your arm. You got a few on your abs and your pecs. Back muscle, one muscle.
But they just, every time you look at a pec, it looks like it's just a so many threads in there. So many muscle threads. And you're like, that could be like 501 pec maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's
right.
So many, your head and face. Wrought with them.
They reek of muscles. Yeah. So
absolutely swimming with them.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's, have you heard that thing? It takes one muscle to smile, but like 17 muscles to frown.
It takes so many muscles to smile.
Yeah.
Oh, I have been working really.
The card lied to me. You're doing it right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to
get a workout.
Yeah, just getting a smile workout. What's that thing, you know, like where that you see those ads on like YouTube?
Oh, where you chew it's like a dog toy for a human man?
And then they're like, man, it's made my face way better. And the guy's got like no body fat on his face and he's just like, you know, veins bulging out of
his. That seems like a scam, but like it makes sense. It's a muscle. Like if you work out a muscle, gets it toned and tight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have been recommended so many of like as a woman who is aging, everything I get on my algorithms are about freezing my eggs and looking younger. And so I get so many, and I've spoken to other women who are doing these like face exercises or the face yoga or the face massages, and they're like, yeah, it works heaps. They're like, it's noticeable difference after 2 weeks. Yeah, and so I've started like doing, like I've not been consistent at all. I've been doing bad facial exercises, but oh my God, I've been trying.
What's a bad facial exercise quickly?
Just
pouting.
I'm going to pull everything down.
Yeah.
I'm going to really tighten up all the muscles on my head. Yeah. But I've been learning a little bit about them. It's so super interesting. And it's also really, really cool to actually give your entire head a massage because there's so many muscles I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's name three.
I can't name them.
Okay. Point to them.
Pardon?
Point to them.
This one?
Chin.
Chin.
That's an easy one. I feel like you could have got that.
Either side of chin. You've got two either side of chin.
Oh.
Oh, the bad guy from a Jigsaw there, that puppet.
Oh, yeah, the puppet lines.
Lines there, the puppet lines.
Mm.
You've got your cheek muscles.
Yep.
Okay, I have watched videos of a bunch of women being able to only tense and flex their cheek muscles.
Whoa.
And it is insane. I will find a video and I will
post
it.
Am I doing it?
Absolutely not.
I feel like I'm doing
because you just do only your cheek muscles. I will post a video later so you can look. And I have been every single time I'm in front of a mirror, I'm trying so hard to do it because I can't do it. Now it's killing me.
Yeah,
and
that's
I can't
cool.
just flex my cheek muscles.
Actually, it's probably good for your brain, like a new neural pathway. Sure. It's like there's nerves there, there's muscles there. You can control it, but you just got to figure it out. You got to willpower it. Yeah. How do you learn to willpower a muscle? I guess you just stand in front of a mirror and try send your brain to different parts of you. Like, what if I feel this? What if I think this?
That's exactly what I've been doing.
That's
and then
crazy.
I'm trying to read about other people who are also like, I can't do it.
I'm doing it.
It's like learning to walk again.
No, that's under your eyes.
Oh, shit.
That's not your cheek muscles.
Yeah. Hey, are there people who are like just bodybuilders but for the face muscles?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Face builders.
Yeah.
If you look up like, I think a lot of it's just called face yoga, but it has other names.
Mm.
But these women, their necks are ripped. Their faces are ripped. And looking at them, you're like, oh. That's a human person because we all look so different anyway. And then you watch the way they move all their muscles and, oh, my God, they can move all of them individually. It is insane. And then when you look at other people, you're like, oh, my God, that person is like their face is ripped. Like this woman who does – there are a few women who do the cheek exercise that I look at. One of them, she must exercise her cheeks every single day and they're like pecs on her face.
Wow. Is that good?
That's exactly how she wants to look. So she looks great.
Cool. Yeah.
Like she exercises them so her cheeks stick out. Like she wants to have like nice round cheeks.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess, people will get filler and stuff. Same thing.
Yeah. Mm. Well, filler is just adding more stuff. But you've already got the muscles.
Yeah, like build it up, no filler.
And then Botox is turning your muscles off completely.
Yeah, numbs them or something. Oh, no, because it's botulism.
It gives you a little bit of botulism so the muscles don't work.
Is botulism a thing that happens when you die? Is that like rigor mortis? Is that botulism?
I think garlic is botulism.
Rigor mortis. Rigor mortis are my favorite.
But isn't botulism, you can get it from garlic and stuff? Like cross-contamination?
Yeah, that's
from
bad cans.
Yeah.
Bad cans. Bad cans. That's right. If you don't jar something or pickle something right, you can get botulism.
Yeah.
Especially garlic's prone for it.
Really?
Prone to it? Yeah.
Is it just like a disease or like a bacteria or something like that?
It must be a bacteria. I think it's bacteria, yeah. Bad cans.
You know, it's a weird exercise. Like, I mean, I have not done this for a long time, and this is a weird thing to bring up. But you know, like whenever like
cock push-ups.
Yeah. like actual, like, you know, when they're like, work that muscle. Right,
and the
they're
dick
like,
muscle?
Yeah, and so you're like, and then you're like squeezing it, and you're like, this doesn't feel like.
What's the aim? What's the end game here?
It's like doesn't feel like it's like it's not like you're like it's like if you were just like lifting your arms like this up and down.
Yeah, like lifting weights with no weights.
Or just clenching your hand. You're like working out my hand. I'm just clenching. Yeah. But there's not actually any resistance other than you're just using the muscle.
That is the thing I'm finding with the cheek thing because you're not reacting to anything, and so. Maybe if I can give you some tips and things that have helped me.
Sure.
Watching.
To get a nice firm dick muscle.
Yeah.
This was like years ago. It's like that thing when you're in high school and you're like, suddenly sex is the most important thing. Yeah. So I got to learn how to.
I got to get my dick nice and muscly.
I got to figure out how to use it.
Not even the muscly bit. It's like, well, because it would be like not even, I don't even know what the muscle is. But that wouldn't do it. Does it help?
I think it must, it's the same one that you use to like, to stop the piss.
Oh, okay, sure.
Kind of like pelvic floor or whatever. Right. Like that. You know, so
you
like,
I don't know. I guess we got a pelvis,
there's something in there that stops piss.
Yeah,
and you use muscles to stop
it
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. So
I love starts.
Okay, so tell me, you're about to say.
Okay,
focus on a muscle.
So looking in a mirror can help, and focusing really hard, and you can't think about it. Too outside of yourself because then it feels, you know how when you're trying to remember something and you like are racking your brain, if you start to try and think about how you can remember something, your brain goes blank.
Yeah.
You're like, what is the process of me remembering? I'm just thinking really hard. What the fuck is thinking? Mm. Same thing with muscles. So you're like, I just need to connect my mind to this muscle. Sometimes tapping on the muscle first can help. And then sometimes looking away from the mirror and just trying to feel like I have to rotate between all of them. And now I can move my cheek muscles a little bit, but it's only when I'm looking in a mirror and focusing really hard. Mm, I'm trying to get to the stage where I can just
bang, do it. Like Terry Crews, but with your cheeks.
But with your cheeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Being the Old Spice ad, but for women. Being the Old Spice ad, but for women.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, Lady Deodorant. Bing bong, bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong is me moving my cheeks, by the way.
Faces, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's moisturizer or something. I don't know. Yeah. It would sell.
It would sell. You're right. It's a face yoga cream, you know, for like face chafe. From like when you're just like.
You're working out too hard.
You've got your face up against your face yoga mat. And you're probably having to do like, is there place times where you like lift your own weight with your cheeks?
Yeah, probably.
Your entire body weight.
Yeah. Cheek up.
Cheek up.
Yeah.
You're doing cheek ups.
They need to start making those like exercise pants, but for the whole face, like a balaclava made out of like legging material. It's a sweat wicking material.
Yeah, Lululemon balaclava. Yeah.
It's sweat wicking. It's good. It's antimicrobial.
Yeah. I love all the stuff. I'm literally having to look at that to buy those kind of like those padded pants right now and just kind of be like, yes, they're padded and they're antimicrobial. But then you're looking for like cream that will stop chafe as well. And they're like, this chafe has a cooling effect. This chafe cream has a cooling effect and all that kind of stuff.
What chafe cream did you go with?
Eh?
If you don't mind me asking.
I had to just go like, I can't pay 300 and something bucks for one of these proper things. And then they're like, just try, find the one that works best for you. I'm like, I don't have time to
spend $1,000 on various creams.
I went to YouTube and I said, best biking pants on AliExpress. And there was a guy who does it and he was like, these are the best ones. They're like $50.
Sick.
Yeah. And I was like, and they tried them. And I was like, this is genuinely so much better than sitting on a fucking, the rock hard seats.
Yeah, I bet.
May I give you a tip on anti-chafing cream?
Please.
Just get a really good quality silicone lube.
Really? Oh, that's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's stopping friction.
Yeah.
And the really good quality ones last quite a while. And they're so much cheaper than I'm sure there's a crossover where they start getting more expensive more for sex as where chafing would, you know.
Yeah.
But
maybe I should wear a flavored condom as well.
Yeah.
I'm riding. I don't know.
Yeah, get one with like that tingling effect too.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun.
Well, genuinely like it's
a bit
like
of something for ATV.
There's actually a thing like when you're riding the bike for a lot, and so this is people don't know this, I'm having to ride a bike a lot to do this thing. Because my dad, I'm going on this 1,000-kilometer bike ride, but my dad has got really into mountain biking. I'm not that into it, but nobody else would want to go with him. So yeah. I was just like, I'll do it with you. Yeah. And then realizing that the reality of it is actually, it's going to be a lot of hard work.
It's 1,000 kilometers.
Yeah, it's 1,000 kilometers. So now I'm riding a lot, but like I've discovered there's all sorts of stuff like where you're riding and then suddenly like all your junk area goes numb.
Oh,
and because you're just sitting on nerves and stuff like that, and so you kind of just got to like shift, and you're like
blood flow.
All right,
thing,
get some blood flow back. Sorry, just that little bit. But it's also this kind of like weird stuff that you discover from just sitting on a hard plastic thing for a long time. But apparently, this is the most efficient way of doing things.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem right, does it?
It does not seem like this would have been the most efficient, like the best solution that they could have come up with. But maybe that's why those guys created those recumbent bikes that they can sit back on and pedal like that.
That's true. Yeah. You're talking about, when you say they, do you mean just like all of humankind?
The whole biking community have decided that, like bikes. But it's like they've become these very slim kind of things that are like, they look aerodynamic even though it's just like butts sitting on them.
Yeah.
They get really in there.
Mm,
they do, yeah.
My heart breaks every time I think about bike riding for Panus.
Yeah.
Because where does it go?
Bike riding for Panus?
Yeah.
Like, wait, well, what is Panus in this case? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. No. Yeah. I mean, I guess part of it is like some of it like rests on top.
Yeah.
And then some like, I guess...
Just kind of
gets pushed back a little bit. Something, retracts a little bit.
Yeah, but the cold
you're
is.
Getting more distracted. And you're getting more dehydrated, so it's also losing, its plumpness.
Is that what happens to a dick when you get dehydrated? It shrivels up like a raisin.
That's so good. Sorry, it's cold. And also, hot.
I'm dehydrated.
And hot. I'm really dehydrated.
Yeah.
And
I have other excuses if you want.
I'm actually on my rest day for my dick exercises. And,
and 30% is always inside the body.
So incorporate that into your calculations as well.
I'm also shy.
I haven't slapped it around.
And also, can you get out of my cubicle, please? I really need a bit of space. Why are you here?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you have the history of exercises for us, Cass?
Well, I was going to talk about my favorite exercise history, which is just looking back on all of the fads. Like, you would have seen the ab swing. Like, feels like every time there's an opportunity to make money, exercises at one of the. It's porn, obviously, but then it's like exercise.
Yeah.
You've got the infomercials. They were littered with exercising things.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like you're now getting all the different kinds of like exercise classes, like all the HIIT training, the high intensity stuff.
F45 or whatever.
F45, I got sucked into that. Not really. They tried. It didn't take.
Is it good?
Like in what sense? Like,
Anything gets you moving.
That's the thing. Any exercise that you're doing is good. As long as you're not damaging yourself, which I don't think many places are setting out to damage you. So I think you're pretty good. But if you're doing exercise, that's good. like have the best time. But everything keeps trying to be like, no, we've figured it out. We're gonna smash it.
We've got the exercise. Otherwise you're wasting your time if you don't do it.
They're like, do F45, it's 45 minutes and then you're done. And then it's like, okay, do the ab swing. It folds up under your bed, you pull it out, you do 10 minutes and you're done.
You got a gym.
Oh, you got a gym. And then the one the old bands that used to wrap around you and jiggle you back in like the '50s or whatever it was. And then I think Hayden and I have both stood on, I think in an airport, those jiggle boards that jiggle you. I have heard that because you're jiggling at an unprecedented speed for your body, it can damage your joints, which would make sense.
That makes sense,
So probably that one, doing that one is probably not great for you.
I've seen stuff where now like people are like, oh, if you just stand on one leg, it's actually like a lot of ab stuff is actually just like, because your abs are mostly used for just stabilization. So you just stand on one leg.
Yeah.
And for people who, especially who don't have a lot of mobility, that's actually a really good ab workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen so many things and like on TikToks where people are like, here's the lazy girl workout. Mm. Like, here's a workout routine you can just do in bed. Here's this, which like, again, if you're doing anything, it's better than nothing if you're just trying to like get the blood moving around your body. So sick. That's great.
Yeah.
What's the workout from bed?
Oh, it'll just be like, you're lying down, you can do things like leg lifts and you're moving
and
your body.
You've got
body
the
around.
Extra resistance of the doona.
Doona on or doona off. Yeah. It's like a weighted blanket. Next level up.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, well, now I'm on the 20 kilo blanket now because I've just been getting stronger and stronger.
Just getting a heavier and heavier blanket.
Yeah. I think the thing that's probably like, because I never did gym before, but I've recently started doing it just so I can sometimes do riding at night.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that does make it a little bit easier is the fact that I can just watch YouTube on the bike.
Yeah.
And I can just like, you go, oh, this actually does distract me. Like, so that, you know, to put on half hour episodes of something and just be like, oh, this is really easy. And I forget that I'm riding, but I'm actually like sweating my brains out and I can do
that's good
an hour and a half and just kind of be like, all right, I did 40Ks or whatever like that.
Oh
just,
my God.
Yeah. Cause I'm just like having to just try to get as much like kilometers out right now in the small amount of free time that I have preparing for this. My dad's doing like 100 kilometer rides like almost every third day at the moment.
Oh my God.
And so, and I'm just trying to like, all right, I did a 20K ride. I did this like that. And I'm just like,
you're so fucked.
Yeah, I know. I'm really fucked.
When is the ride? The 1,000K ride?
On the 20, I go on my 40th birthday, the 21st of November.
Wow. That's very soon.
That's very
it's
soon.
Getting really soon.
That'd be great. No, you'd be fine.
You know, you'd be fine. I'll be as, you know, I'll get better along the way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You'll have to.
I will really have to, yeah. The dream is just not to have sustained any kind of like impact injuries.
Yes.
That's the real dream.
Thank God you're not anywhere where you could fall.
Yeah, I'm just going to very high altitudes.
You'll be on a
oh, yeah. Bike. How is it like a, is it oxygen? Obviously not going to have like
we don't have
like
a
tank
high
or anything. There's nowhere that high in Australia, I don't think. But
yeah, but we are going to Kosciuszko, so that will be as high as you could get.
Oh, like
so do you think it'll
in the mountain?
Yeah, mostly the mountain.
Yeah.
Is it high enough that its altitudes are a thing you have to think about?
Like
lack of oxygen and stuff, or not really?
You know what's great is that I haven't looked into it enough
to
know. I think like there is the risk that there have been some years where people have done this and there has been snowfall.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's nice. That's magical.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then
I
have to pull over and enjoy the snow.
Yeah, and there's sometimes things like where the rain, you know, has come and then the river is too high to cross and then you got to do some big long, detour or something. Yeah.
That's
like
a woodlands problem. That's a bit mystical.
Yeah. Mm. But this is like off-road. My dad's like, if something happens to me, you got to be self-sufficient. Cause like, we're going to be days from places sometimes.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh yeah. And that's when it started to get into my mind. I was like, oh, this is an actual survival
you're
situation.
You're like out there.
Yeah.
Wait, are you like camping along the way?
Yeah.
There's
only
word.
Like a few times where you encounter like cabins and like or actual towns and things like that.
That's awesome.
Are you gonna need to bring a radio phone?
There's a they send you a thing that is like essentially a button. It's like it tracks you.
Yeah.
And you can press it at the end of the day and it sends like a message to your loved ones telling you
we are here.
Yeah, we made it to the next place.
Why not the phone? You're going that far out?
Well,
there's
I think it's
service.
Just your 11 days, so you're going to run out of batteries.
Oh, of course.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and there may not be enough. It's like this is satellite and your phone is just used as
cell towers or whatever. Damn, that's crazy.
So, yeah, we'll
how are you going to watch YouTube on the bike?
Yeah, it's going to be real hard.
It's to look at nature.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at trees.
Like an idiot.
Hopefully they're doing like some good stand-up. They're doing some good like edgy gear.
Yeah. I, for the brief time I went to the gym, would listen to podcasts in the gym.
Mm.
Terrible. There's
yeah.
no motivation. We're listening to like plumbing the Death Star. Like, yeah. oh, what would happen if Superman did this thing with Batman? Mm. I'm just like dying on the treadmill.
Yeah, learning does definitely feel so wrong while you're, yeah. you're writing. You're like, I can't be learning. It has no. to be like an entertainment that takes pain away.
Yeah, or like pump up music. I think you oh, feel yeah. it, get into mm. it. What do you watch? What's your well, distraction.
Because of this thing where I'm moving to Canada,
yeah.
I've been trying to absorb, trying to learn about essentially the Montreal comedy scene.
Cool. Oh,
and yeah. so I'm watching a gong show that they have over there that started in like in the last couple of years where they, you know, they basically have somebody come on, do a three minute spot.
Yeah.
And if they make it to the end of the 3 minute spot, they might get like an open mic spot. So it's super cool. And then they that's make fun of you rough. At the end of it if you do bad.
Yeah, of course. Is it so, for like new comedians? Like it's people like new just comedians starting out?
And they're oh like, I think they like, especially now that they're probably getting like 50K like views on each video. I think that it probably can ruin your career.
Jeez Louise.
You know? And so it's like, I was like, and so there was a part of me that was like, break, I should just yeah. go there and I should do my first French gig
yeah.
ever there just as like a real risk-taking kind of like yeah. like motivation to really try kind of yeah. thing and just then either get, you know, make or break and I can just come back to Australia if it
yeah,
goes
if you oh, bomb, yeah. you get the gongs like, okay, I'm packing my bags.
Yeah, yeah. Just, well, you won't have unpacked your bags yet. Do it on the first exactly. night. Straight off the plane. Yeah.
Bit jet lags. That's okay. Bit loopy. Do it in French.
Yeah, see my brother and then yeah. and then just kind of get, like, say, can bonjour. You drive me back to the airport? I
got be like, oh, should we take your bags out of the car? No.
Just leave them in. Just how they go.
Just give it 3 minutes. We'll see. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been slurping up that pork.
hog.
Slurping up that hog. Alistair Trombley-Birchall.
Alistair Trombley-Birchall, by the time this comes out, you may have be 1,000 kilometers deep into a bike ride.
Yeah, sure.
Somewhere with no yeah. service or anything.
There's a chance that, you know, like I may not no longer be alive at this point, you know. So
who knows? That's interesting.
What's the contingency if you die on the trip? Do you want us to release the episode or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. This is all like, this is like, you know,
the legacy.
My kids and family and things like that, they're not going to email you and they're probably not even going to remember that I did this.
Yeah, that's
so you
true.
Just got to release it so it's just out there.
Nice. Okay.
And then they can find it at some point.
Is there you anything know? You wanted to say to them?
from you know grave? What? You guys were all so good and I really loved you a lot and I'm sorry that I died.
Yeah.
I could have been more prepared but I didn't have time because I had to work to keep us all alive. anyway, try to lead a good life. And you're both funny. You could probably do at least amateur stand-up.
Yeah.
This is to my kids. And also Indiana if you want to.
but you get the gong.
But yeah, but you'll have to like work at it for quite a few years and just understand that it's going to suck for a long time. And you just have to suck for like 10 years. Anyway, love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.